Message number 926. Ecclesiastical masonry has now reached the greatest level of power within my most holy church on earth. Monday, September 30, 2013 at 15:45. My dearly beloved daughter, I must ask all of my sacred servants to watch out for the summons to attend retreats which will be introduced to persuade them to agree to a new oath of allegiance which will render useless, should they agree to do this, their most sacred vows which they made to me, Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastical masonry has now reached the greatest level of power within my most holy church on earth, and it will soon dictate its new liturgy, which will be in defiance of my most holy will. Created by the enemies of God and disguised as a new adaptation to suit political powers who want to ban Christianity, it will be presented so quickly that many within my church will be astonished. They will be pained to see such an abomination, but the voices of my loyal servants will not be heard in public, for they, the Masons, control how this new liturgy will be perceived in every way. Every objection raised in dioceses throughout the world will be dismissed and cast aside. The excuse will be that the Church needs to recruit new young souls who have fallen away from it. By appealing to a secular world, they will say that this will convert more people through a new liturgy. Oh, how deceitful this abomination will be, and how many will fall for the lies which will lead so many away from the truth. The Book of Truth was foretold to the prophet Daniel so that God's children would never forget the truth when they are drowning in the lies which will devour my church on earth. Accept the truth laid down by my church on earth. Do not accept the new laws which ye will be forced to accept in my holy name, which will amount to sacrilege. Your Jesus.